All right, wake up. Let me hit you with a little gut punch to start. You're spending thousands, maybe tens of thousands of dollars every month on employee benefits. And most of your people don't even know what they have. It's like buying everybody a Tesla and then handing them a bus pass. You wouldn't launch a new product without a marketing strategy, right? But so many companies roll out benefits with nothing but a portal login and a single email. Welcome to Don't HR Alone. I'm Rami Alijil, CEO of People Processes. And today we're talking about the single biggest waste of money I see in HR departments: uncommunicated, poorly communicated, stupid benefits. We'll break down why your benefits aren't hitting home, how to fix it, and how to turn them from a buried PDF into your most powerful retention and engagement tool. Let's get to work. So, here's the deal. Benefits are often the second biggest line item in your labor budget, right after just wages. But over half of American employees don't understand what's in their benefits package. That leads to low utilization, zero loyalty boost, and therefore higher turnover, and frustrated leadership wondering why people don't appreciate what we offer. This isn't a benefits problem. It's a communication problem, and it's one you can't afford to ignore. If your people don't understand or value your benefits, that's not just a missed opportunity, it's a risk. They'll start looking elsewhere, whether or not you've actually got the better package. So, let's break it down. Most HR teams treat benefits like compliance. Send an email, update the portal, run one fare a year, or something like that. But you're not running a compliance checklist, you're running a business, and these benefits affect your employees' lives. That means you gotta market your benefits like a product launch every single year. Market it like you're unveiling a new feature to the market. Here are 10 practical ways to turn your benefits into a strategic asset. 1, ditch the HR jargon. Nobody wants to decode coinsurance at 10 p.m. Instead of $2,000 deductible and 80-20 coinsurance, say, after $2,000 in covered medical expenses, the plan pays 80%. You pay 20%. Until you reach this final number called the out-of-pocket, that's $3,500. Clarity builds trust. And while you can convey information in writing, it's most important to convey whys and hows, a lot of times through video or live meetings. Mix up the format. Think like a marketer. Infographics, explainer video, Slack or Teams blasts, live Q&As, mini trainings at team meetings. People learn differently. Don't force feed one style. Go live often. Real-time walkthroughs during open enrollment and mid-year. Record them, chop them up, reuse them in smaller pieces. Visibility equals utilization. 4, don't wait for someone to raise their hand and ask a question. Build one-on-ones into your rollout. That human help is a big part of the process. It's not the side quest, it's a key part. Use all your channels. Meet people where they are. Slack, texts, digital signage, paste-up notes, internal app. Wherever they look, your benefits should be there too. Be consistent, not just loud. Don't go quiet for 11 months a year. Highlight one benefit a month. Like, did you know your EAP covers three free therapy sessions every year for you, your spouse, and kids? Letting them know these things consistently builds repetition, and repetition works to get action. Speak their language, literally. Multilingual materials are not optional. Bad translations equals zero understanding and zero impact. Use real, culturally competent translations if you have a multilingual workforce. You can highlight stories about it. I used our tuition reimbursement to finish my degree. I used our EAP when my dad passed to get legal help. I used the telehealth program when my kid had a bad ear infection, right? These sorts of things stick. Stories stick. Bullet points don't. So make sure you're incorporating stories to your communications. Build that year-round calendar. Don't dump it all on them in October. Try January. We're going to focus on how mental health is supported by our benefits program. March, we're going to talk about retirement planning and those pieces. June, time to think about childcare and therefore medical care for your kids. And then in October, transition to that open enrollment prep and what they're going to have to do. Turn benefits into a conversation, not a campaign. Give surveys, get feedback. If you want better engagement, you need to have your people participate. So ask, which benefits do you value the most? What's confusing? What would you like us to explain better? Then actually do something with the answers. At our company, 120 days out from renewal, we do surveying to find out those sorts of questions and also general feelings about the plan itself. And that gives us a lot of insight when we're shopping and working with the carriers to find good benefits for us. One of our nonprofit clients had an amazing benefits package, top-tier healthcare, tons of PTO, student loan repayment, and hardly anyone was using them. We helped them launch a monthly spotlight series, translated the resources, and created like bite-sized benefits videos. In 6 months, the EAP usage jumped 40%. That's big. But here's the bigger one. Voluntary turnover dropped 17%. A turnover drop of 17% in 6 months likely paid for your benefits for the year. Same benefits, better communication, game changer. So here's what you need to do this week. Pick one. Rewrite your benefits overview in plain English. Add a disclaimer that they need to refer to the summary of benefits and coverage for the legal stuff. This is your benefits overview. Ask one manager to share their benefits story in your next all hands and highlight one underused benefits in your internal communication app, chat, text messages, whatever. Small move, big impact. This is the people processes way. It's about iterative, systematic improvements to how you do things. It's not just spending more money. It's about doing it better. If you're a people processes client, this is baked into your system. We help automate benefits communications as part of our complete HR platform. Personalized, year-round, hassle-free. If today's episode made your stomach churn thinking about your underutilized benefits, good. That's the feeling right before progress. If you realize your benefits aren't hitting the mark, don't panic. Let's fix it. Below, I have a free benefits communication toolkit. The link is in the description. If you're a U.S.-based business owner or executive with 10 or more employees, book a free 30-minute consultation with me. I'll walk you through how to turn your benefits into an asset, not just an ongoing cost. And if you haven't already, subscribe to Don't HR Alone. These are the conversations that keep your company growing and your people staying. And if you got a question about benefits or want to share what worked in your organization, leave a comment below. I read and respond to every single one. Stop managing benefits from an administrative perspective and start activating them in your employees' minds. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Rami Alijil, and now go out there, have a great day, and get your work done.